Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, so I've got a question regarding the Carolina Panthers, who, boy, didn't have a good weekend. In case you have not seen or have not heard, the Panthers took one on the chin Sunday. You know, they beat Atlanta the week before. We thought, boy, this team might be getting better. No, we're good. We're just, no, not the case. 42-13 win for the New England Patriots over the Panthers. And I don't know if you Tolos remember or not, but last week I said on the air with Diesel, he was here, and look, I said, look, they won, but look at the stats. Bryce Young wasn't good. You know, you can somehow win games in college football and in the National Football League and not look necessarily good doing so. Panthers offense didn't look great in the win against the Falcons. Yeah, you beat them 30-0, but Bryce Young wasn't good. So this week, what happens? Well, you just get absolutely demoed by the New England Patriots. And the question that I have for you Tolos out there that may be Carolina Panther fans, I want to know from you at 844-326-3663. Also, for those of you watching on the stream, if you are a Panther fan, is it too early to start thinking about the T word? Is it too early to tanking? Is it too early to start thinking about maybe tanking on the season? And I know a lot of you out there will say, Cole, you should never tank. What a loser's mentality. Mark Schlereth even came on this show about a year ago and said, tanking? You don't tank. You build a winning culture. Well, that winning culture is not necessarily going the way the Panthers want it to go. And, you know, the bad news is I just don't know if you can have the utmost confidence in Bryce Young changing this franchise around. Is Bryce Young a bad quarterback? I don't think he's horrible, but do we really feel confident? And I know he ended the season on a good note in 2024, last year. Ended the season on a high. I get that. But do we really feel confident that all of a sudden this thing's back to normal? No, I don't think Bryce Young. Here's where I'm torn. I don't even know that Dan Morgan truly knows without a shadow of a doubt that Bryce Young's the guy. I think he would like to say that he is. I think he might tell the media that he is, but I don't know that even Dan Morgan, the general manager, believes it to be the case. So, is it too early to start thinking about tanking on the season? You're 1-3. Your playoff hopes are pretty much shot, right, at this point. You're not making the postseason. You're not going to win the division. You've got to make a decision on if Bryce Young is your guy, period. Am I saying that this team is Super Bowl ready around Bryce Young and has all the other pieces? No. No, no, no. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I don't know how many Panther fans out there are actually confident that this guy's the answer for the future. Are we going to allow a few games on the back end of 2024 to convince us that he is? You gave up so much to go get Bryce. And ultimately, I don't know. I just don't know if you really feel good about it today. I really don't. I think you've got to figure out. I think you've got to start looking at options and figuring out what you want to do as an organization, as a franchise. I like Dave Canales, but maybe you see somebody in the draft. Maybe you see somebody in free agency that you can go get and that can keep this franchise stable for a few years. Kind of like the Vikings did with Sam Darnold, right? Even though he's now in Seattle. And I know Sam didn't work out for you guys. But the Panthers have just got to figure out now. They're faced with 1-3. They're not a good football team. They've got so many questions to ask. You've got to look in the mirror. You've got to have those tough conversations. And unfortunately, you don't really look at anything right now and see a lot of positive. I know you got Tedaro McMillan. You feel good about him. But, guys, he was pretty much yesterday. He was, what, 4 receptions, 62 yards. Yeah, he's going to be good in the NFL one day, we all think. But he's got Bryce Young throwing him the ball. Bryce Young was 18 of 30, 150 yards, a touchdown, a QBR of 43.6. I mean, come on, guys. That's not good. It's not good enough. It's just not, plain and simple. So we'll see. Maybe they can figure things out and start winning football games this season. But maybe it's time to think about tanking on the season. Figure out who you like and go get them. Tolos, it is Overreaction Monday. Want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. The phone lines are open. Also, the Hub City Spartanburgers text line open. What did you see this weekend that you want to overreact about? It can be high school, college, or pro, but I want to hear from you next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.